Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 22 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning, 07 hundred hours, 27 degrees. Good morning, 10 hundred hours. Cloudy, 30 degrees.
Okay, A9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 36 degrees.
Okay, A9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
KA9SMH, NATVE. Name here is Dave.
Hi, Dave. This is Terry. Tango, Echo, Romeo, Romeo Yankee, Terry. Located in New Berlin, Wisconsin, over by Milwaukee. How are you on this beautiful day? K-A-9-S-X-H.
Well, Terry, I'm doing good. Finishing my morning coffee and trying to get my game plan together. Talking on the radio to people in Europe. and looking out the window, hoping it's going to get warm one of these days. Over.
Well, on the weather here, about the same, Dave. Currently by me, it is, let's see, overcast. And 30, actually it's 37. Oh my goodness. Really warming up. Oh well. And just getting ready to take my dog out for a walk and got this echo connection open. As well as HT, maybe I got three of those on. So, all kinds of radio stuff going on here too. N9EBG, KA9SXH.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, they had snow on the ground yesterday, and most of it is melting. And I wonder in the condition of my driveway. It's supposed to get into the 50s or thereabouts tomorrow, and we're supposed to get a little bit of rain. So everything's going to go from being frozen to being muddy. So, a couple of weeks or a month of that, and everything ought to start greening up and can get outside and start getting all them projects done I've been putting off for several months. Cold winter in Michigan, so just about out of firewood and was pondering that dilemma.
Well, around here, I'm going to have to say this is more or less of a, what I would call a normal winter for here. We've had our warmer days. We've had our colder days, for sure. And everything fell right in place so far, and it's March 3rd, 3-3. So, we're moving on into spring. I'm looking to see greener grass in a few weeks here, actually. So I'm optimistic. Currently we have a little snow by us yet, a few piles here and there. But what we did have melted with rain the other day. And as you had said, here in the future, I would expect it's all going to be gone this weekend. What I'm seeing is the forecast is, they're saying 61 for Friday, 60 for Saturday. We'll see about that one, but today is only Monday or Tuesday. Tuesday it is. And I know what you mean about firewood. When I was a young person, heated with wood one winter. And that's how much wood we had. And like I say, I was younger, I could carry that, and we heated with it. Worked real well. Of course, it required personal attention by somebody occasionally. These days, none of that. My heat on the wall is called thermostat. Stir it up. Turn it down. and I can hear the gas running into the furnace. So how things change, ain't it? K-A-9-S-X-H. Terry.
Yeah, okay, Terry. I have the luxury of heating with propane and own my own tanks, so I try to buy the stuff on the hottest day of the year, and hopefully they'll bargain with me. Last year I got it for a bargain, paid $1.50 a gallon, and bought enough that usually lasts a normal winter. But this winter seemed to be colder than normal, so I'm down to my last tank of propane and hoping I can make it until middle of June or July before I have to buy some more. And I got some land here and a lot of oak trees. And don't cut down anything that's alive. I always go searching for the windfall and cut it up and drag it and stack it and try to keep the land clean the best I can. I used to use my steel chainsaw to go out there and make a bunch of noise, but I bought an electric one, and that's quieter. I can deal with the peace and quiet more than I can with the noise of a chainsaw running for hours. And if I have extra money, I got a pellet stove next to the wood burner, and I buy wood pellets. The only problem is the price of wood pellets go up every year, and it's up to $300 a ton, and it's not a bargain anymore. It used to be less than $200, but now it's $300. So for an extra $100, you can get a tank of propane and not have to mess around hauling in bags of pellets. The only good thing I got is I got a drive-in basement, so when you bring in the firewood or carry in the pellets, you don't have to kill yourself going up and down stairs.
No, when I was burning wood, I had stairs. Stairs to go up, stairs to go down. But like I say, I was a younger person. And on the chainsaws, well, I got an electric chainsaw too, Dave. Love it. And one of my sons was looking at that and kind of, you know, he was kind of rolling his eyes around a little bit because he has Husqvarna gasoline saw. Well, the day was when I was cutting down a tree. And we get down to the logs, they're laying on the ground. And he wasn't really keeping up with his saw. I was doing just fine. My electric saw is plug-in, it's corded, so no battery changes, none of that kind of stuff. Not that little bit of weight. However, these days I see there are numerous battery-operated ones, and the batteries have improved just so much over the years. And probably my next chainsaw is going to be a battery one. I currently do have one kind of chainsaw that is battery. And that is, well, I don't know, I guess you call it pole saw. Saw on a stick. And that works really good, too. but yeah. And along with the chainsaws, mine don't make much noise at all, very little. And of course, the gasoline chainsaw running right next to it, well, you need your hearing protection just for that. K-A-9-S-X-H.
N-A-T-V-E. Yeah, the only thing I noticed about the battery-powered saws is the chain isn't as wide as it is on a gas-powered saw, and they tend to wear down quicker, so you need to buy a couple of them and have them handy because they don't last as long as the gas-powered chains do. And the higher the voltage on the battery, the better. I got a 60-volt saw, and it's supposed to have a lithium-ion battery, which I believe it does. It's labeled that way. But I bought a spare battery off of eBay, and it was supposed to be rated at twice the ampere-hour capacity. But the battery is heavy, and I'm wondering if it's a nickel-cadmium battery or something like that, and they just labeled it as a lithium-ion battery. But I got two batteries, and usually I can fill up the cart with wood and get it cut up and haul it over to the log splitter and deal with it after I make a mess. But another month, I'm hoping to, excuse me, not have to deal with it at all for a while. I got a wood burner on my deck, and in the summertime, it's nice to have a fire and sit outside and enjoy the warm weather. So, I'll be going in that direction after I get all the stuff cleaned up in the yard. The leaves that I had all cleaned up have came back from the neighbors. But you can burn them out here, so it's an easy way to get rid of them. I tried mulching them and mulching leaves and throwing them in the woods is a waste of time.
Yeah, we can burn them around here, too. Most people do. And other than that, it's pretty much what you said. It is ground, good ground cover for flower beds. My wife has a lot of flower beds, which are her summertime thing. All very beautiful. A lot of native plants. It attracts the birds. Got a lot of hummingbirds here in the summer, and looking forward to sitting outside and taking all that in soon. And last month, I think I sat outside out of the wind in the sun. I think it was either 2 or 3 days, and that worked really well for me. It really improved my spirits 100% each time. You might want to let me know if I got your call correct. I have N8EBG. This is KA9SXH.
Well, Terry, you got the prefix right, but the suffix is Tango Victor Echo.
Of course, when I asked about that one, I only had a little wrong. I did get the N-A correct. Tango Victor T-V-E. Got it. And I want to make this my last transmission, get out of my day. Get my dog out for a walk. Get me out for a walk. We both need it. Get a little air. And enjoy what I can. I take every day as it comes and make the best of it. Currently by me it is still 37. So that's not bad at all. You take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Yeah, all right, Terry. Well, you have yourself a good afternoon. And I need to get motivated and get some things accomplished myself. I got my animals in here, and they're giving me the evil eye. They want to get fed. So that's the first thing I need to do. And then try to organize chaos and get outside. And hopefully I don't have any bills in the mailbox, but I'm sure there will be junk mail to deal with. So I'll say 7-3, good meeting you. And you have a good day. And 8-TVE.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile.
This is 8NPN. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I guess it is someplace. How are you doing tonight, Doug? How was your day?
A little crazy, but, we survived. I heard you say something yesterday. I caught just bits and pieces of the net. thought you needed something about two feeds at the same time or monitors or something.
Okay, repeat that again. You cut out on me.
Okay. I got just bits and pieces of the net last night because I was working on some things. So I was in and out of the room and around. All I heard was something about you needed two monitors or something to do something, and I didn't catch enough of it to know.
Oh, for the presentation on Friday night, I'm able to do, I have an actual presentation, so if you're coming in person, you'll get all of the presentation. If you're going to be coming in remote, you'll see my actual presentation, because we can share the screen. I'm plugging into Mike's computer and run that on the computer, and everybody will see it online or in person. But when it comes down to the demonstration, I have to use my phone in order to do that. So I'll be plugging the phone into the television so everybody in the room can see what I'm doing to the radio, but people online will not be able to see that because it's not going through the projector. So I have to have two different monitors. Basically, there's not a way to put my phone into Mike's computer and then have it come out on the online presentation. That doesn't work.
Okay. I've got lots of monitors around here and a couple of projectors, so I figured if you needed another one, I'd just drag it along.
Yeah, I've got lots of physical LCD monitors, and Mike's got two projectors, and plus we got the club's projector. But him and I talked last night, and I said, well, I can't figure out any way to do it, and I just asked him if he had a way, and he said, no, you can't do that. It's just not physically possible for what I've got to be able to do. So the people who are online will get to see the presentation, but not the demonstration.
What kind of hookup comes out of your phone to go to your monitor there? Is that an HDMI?
Yeah, it goes from a USB-C to an HDMI. So, and Mike's going to bring a, normally we just plug it into hit directly into the projector and put it up on the wall. But in this case, he's bringing a USB extension cord, so I will plug my connecting cable into that and plug it into the television that's there.
Okay, I do have a couple of one in, two out HDMI splitter boxes.
Yeah, won't need that actually, because again, I can't get my phone. The phone won't go into the computer's HDMI port because computers basically have one HDMI, and that's an output, not an input, and an output. There's typically not two HDMI connections on a notebook computer. So at least not on mine, not on any that I have, and not on Mike. So I don't know of any computer that has an HDMI input and an HDMI output.
Okay, I'll think about it a little bit. I may have something around here. I got a couple of crazy AV switch devices. I'll go see what combinations there are. So you got an HDMI coming out of the adapter on your phone. You need to take it two places at the same time.
Well, it's USB-C coming out of the phone, and I have the adapter cord that switches USB to HDMI to go into a monitor or into a television or into a projection, some sort of display screen. So it's basically so you can display the content of your phone on something larger than your phone screen.
Okay, that I've got the one in, two out split, but I guess the problem is going into whatever is going to feed the online with.
Yeah. Now, if, and even if he had a projector that had two USB inputs on it, it still wouldn't allow you, I would be able to put it up on the screen, but people still would not be able to see that that was online because that connection's going through his computer. So it would, the signal would have to come out of the phone and go into the computer as a shared device, and that computers don't have that capability.
All right, I think I get the gist of it. I'll look and see what's in this collection of junk, because we've done some weird stuff for zooms and things. And I'll just drag it along. I don't know if it'll help or not, but it'll be in the car. Talk to you later. And it ends here.
Okay, Doug. Yeah, the idea was to prime people to come. It's supposed to be okay Friday, no snow or anything, to get people to come Friday to an actual physical meeting and not do the online. Because probably by next month we won't be doing the online at all again. We do that typically from like November to March where we have bad weather and for people to get in. So if Mike sticks to what he has before, we'll... It will strictly be in-person meetings starting after this one, so. But the idea is trying to get people to come in. You want to see the whole presentation, you got to be there, so. But at least anybody online will at least see the basic presentation, just not the demonstration. So we'll talk to you later. This is KC8YVF Mobile.
And an NPN press.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 40 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy. 35 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 31 degrees.